92.9 WBPM, where Randy Turner does the Rolling Home Show. Weekday afternoons with random notes from around the planet.
The days of vinyl records being a nostalgic relic of the past are clearly long gone, because this year, sales of vinyl records have dramatically outpaced CD sales in America for the first time since the 80s. And while that's pretty incredible news, what's really amazing is that these days, people seem very happy to spend their money renting their music every month and subscribing to streaming music services, which now represents 85% of the music industry's revenue. It is interesting to note that sales of Beatles albums on vinyl has been especially big for the last 2 years. And there's some other Beatles news out this week. There's a new book about the Beatles coming out. It's called Get Back. It's going to cover the very end period of their time as a group together, starting at the beginning of 1969, right after they released the Double White album, and right through the recording sessions for Let It Be, and ending with their rooftop concert performance in London. It will not be available for Christmas presents. It's going to be out next August. And to mark what would have been John Lennon's 80th birthday, they're releasing a remix album called Give Me Some Truth, The Ultimate Mixes. And since we're on music news, November 13th, Elton John's going to release a career-spanning 8-CD box set. When I first heard about this, I thought, oh God, another box set of Your Song and Rocket Man and Tiny Dancer. Haven't we done this? But this is actually going to be very different and new. It's called Elton's Jewel Box, and it's going to feature demos of songs that weren't released, B-sides that were often ignored, and a massive collection of songs that he made during the recording sessions for all of his albums that were never released before on any album or B-side. So basically, 8 CDs of brand new music from Elton John. Pretty excited about that.
Roll home with the Rand Man and the Rolling Home Show. Weekday afternoons, and get random notes from around the planet from 92.9 WBPM.